today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I really have to say this. Take it to the bank, because that is, and it looks that way. It looks fascinating. And I feel like he read that
somewhere and then told us that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure he left his apartment.
This is pure plagiarism.
I hate you so much.
You know what it is? You can believe it, because that's our new Pobo Recco.
You know, I wish I had a nickel for every nickel they have. Anyway, I'm sorry.
It did. You gave it to your ex-wife.
That's fine. Yes, it did. Thank you. Thanks for bringing that up. Michael, divorce.
Nickels.
Hey, how was that? How were those first two marriages, Mike? All right, let's spin that wheel again. Okay, you have 80, and now you get 50. I'm sorry.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Before we get started, and I've got all the Oscar recap things in the news you may not need today, but did a little reading about Joaquin Phoenix and his fiance Rooney Mara, who is related to the Mara family, from the Giants ownership. If you really like
Johnson
went back
and there, Johnson,
there are lots of O'Maras too, where you take the E out, and then if you tie that in, there might be a connection to the. Maras, M-E-A-R-A.
But you own just you have a small percentage of the Giants, but not much, right?
I own none of the Giants, but
really
I am a fan.
Shares?
I'm a very big fan of the girl with the dragon tattoo, and I think she's lovely.
Was
and
it
she's
Rooney
wonderful.
And, oh, God.
And it's the, Rooney and Kate.
Yeah.
Kate was House of Cards.
That's the one.
Who's another. They're
who's
just stunningly
more
beautiful.
More attractive, though? Well, gun to your head.
Oh, boy.
Tough, right?
Well, after her visit to the metro station, probably not her.
Spoiler alert.
That is first season.
Let me say this, though, as far as Rooney, who's engaged to
Rooney,
run for your life.
Oh, my.
I'm sorry, man. Come
on. True love is hard to find.
Joaquin, I understand your sincere concern for the issues you have, but geez, you know, come on. I just wanted to say that. Come on.
You don't think this was the funniest moment at the Oscars?
So much gratitude right now. And I do not feel elevated above any of my fellow nominees or anyone in this room, because
why are you guys laughing?
We share the same love, the love of film and this form of expression.
Oh, yeah. All right. And he goes on and he goes on.
He goes on and on for three and a half minutes.
It's everything. Look, I don't mind the occasional political statement. I really don't. We're in a time when we need it.
Yes.
But it's just sometimes that's why they. And I mean the great mass of people that think differently than I do pick on Hollywood actors because they give them that opportunity to. And I'm sitting there going, you know, I'm looking at him and I think he's a phenomenal actor. I think he deserved the Oscar. And it's
I don't
just,
think anyone was surprised that he walked up there. I thought it was sort of a foregone conclusion.
No, I think he in fact, a lot of the picks were good, except for the movie Parasite, which cleaned house. But I'm very, very and that was cool, too. And I really want to see it now. And that's why it's great for that movie, because a lot of people will see it that would not have seen it if it had just been nominated. So that's a good thing. But at the same time, it's just. You're always waiting to see what he's going to say.
Right.
And he's got that great danger thing. Listen, that's why I'm going to go to his movies, because he's got that danger thing going on as an actor. But I'm like going, okay, you know, just maybe find a point in all of it. Maybe button it up or pre-write it and just have it ready to go. It was one of those movies. So, you know, I'm thinking, okay, that's what we're seeing in the public eye. And I'm wondering, like, when he comes in late after going out with his, his movie making buddies like Casey Affleck,
yes,
and he's coming in on a Friday, and she's sitting there, coming in from maybe a 15-hour day on the set. I'm just saying, Rooney, run for your life. I've got a terrible vibe. I've got a terrible
some
vibe
ugly
on the
tension.
Guy. I really do.
And Shay Phoenix.
Don't know. It's just strange.
I don't know.
It's strange.
Well, I was actually, I had the same feeling, and He can do no wrong in my eyes. But I was shocked because you know they're human. And I think that's when you get really the idea that someone is human and can be so surprised by something happening. Mm. Is when Brad Pitt won, like he was a little all over the place, but I was like, he's genuinely shocked that he won.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And there's humility. Ultimately for me, it comes down to one thing. And Laura Dern with her mom next to her, yes, looking at her mom, paying tribute to her mother and father, you know, who I think split up a long time ago, Diane Ladd and Bruce Dern. Mm. And Bruce wasn't there. You know, I think maybe he was a little bitter. It's like,
well, I guess my daughter's going to win an award.
No.
Bruce is still on the set of Once Upon a Time.
He's on that location.
He's in the bed.
Yeah, he's in the bed. They brought it dirt set for Once Upon a Time.
They brought a little TV in for him. He's there.
Well, I guess now it's going to send me a limousine to take me to the theater.
Waiting for my.
Don't quite understand why I'm still in this bed. I don't understand what's going on.
FBI is on.
That's right.
You remember that too. I always go back to The Great Gatsby.
Yeah, oh, that's
Bruce
the best.
Dern is the Bruce Derniest in The Great Gatsby. Is a
well, I guess Mr. Gatsby's got another idea.
But anyway,
also he's very funny. There's a movie called Support Your Local Sheriff with James Garner, where he plays the idiot son.
Oh, absolutely,
Walter Brennan. He's very funny in that.
Well, the first Academy Award for the Dern family altogether, as you mentioned, and his her mom right next to her,
yes,
crying,
lad,
and Laura Dern, the greatest portrayal of an attorney I have ever seen on screen. So. Much deserved from Marriage Story.
Well, she doesn't make a bad step. She never has.
Oh, she's incredible. She's just great. And she gets better and better and better. I mean, I think she's going to be getting it done for a long time. So I was really, and that's early on. They give the Best Supporting Actress Award almost at the beginning of the show.
Right.
And that's a lot of fun. We'll get to the rest of it. But we have a movie review because the movie I never got to see, because I thought it was going to clean up. It certainly didn't. Was 1917, and every time I saw a clip of it, every time I saw any kind of information on it, I got excited because it just looks so cool, and I hope Pony is here to tell me it's great, but if he's not, then I will take that under advisement as well, because Pony, you went to the cinema this weekend.
I did. I went to see 1917, and I'll tell you, Mike, you absolutely want to see this movie in theaters. It is unlike anything I've ever seen before.
Ooh.
It is a single continuous shot of two guys working their way through World War I, just traveling a few miles to deliver a message. And it sounds so simple, but it is so unbelievably
complicated.
It's rich with so much detail that you would never see in a war movie in any
it's
other
like
format.
Pony.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let me tell you about Pony Boy. Pony Boy. There are a lot of things. I will give Pony Boy a hard time about a lot of
things. Too much
detail. Pony Boy, when it comes to recommendations, when Pony Boy gives a recommendation like that, I really have to say this. Take it to the bank because that is, and it looks that way. It looks fascinating. And
I feel like he read that somewhere and then told us that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure he left his apartment.
This is pure plagiarism.
I hate you so much.
You know what it is? You can believe it because that's our new Pobo Recco.
Pony, I'm so glad you loved it. I'm so glad you're giving it a rave. That's incredible.
Do you have any other original thoughts? Right?
It was absolutely amazing, and again, you must see it in theaters because
one for cinematography. I think the cinematographer won the Oscar.
It deserves it. It's so technically impressive. Again, like I said, it's just a single shot that never cuts. That's following these two guys.
Did you go by yourself?
Of course.
Mm-hmm. That must.
I don't mind
nice.
That. I'm gonna go by yourself,
whatever,
type
man.
Of guy.
I've done it. Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like cool. to go on purpose by myself.
It's a good date movie, though.
Oh, yeah. That's
did anybody see my Facebook Live over the weekend? I don't do that very often.
I watched it. I didn't understand why you were doing it, and then I understood why. It was pure jealousy.
Because the ship was...
Yeah. I love the shot. It was beautiful. You look great. I was like, oh, this is great. This is gorgeous.
I figured that, you know, if there's ever an over-your-shoulder shot, having a cruise ship coming out of the either harbor that, behind or you. You were going to
say, it's curtains, everybody. Have a nice time.
Oh, you mean like, this is that I'm going to jump?
Yeah, I was like, hey, I just want to let you know, Carla's left me. It's curtains.
Yeah. But do you guys like get hair on the back of your neck standing up when I do a Facebook
live? Well, because you never
everybody.
It. You never knew it. You never, ever do it.
No, it's not unlike you. I think the last motivated. Time was when we were putting up your screens, or there was something to do with windows. It was a ladder or something, right?
Yeah, well, I don't remember.
No, it was in Maine.
Yeah, it was in Maine.
When Carla was fixing she was on the roof.
That's right, yeah, that's right. I knew there was
an insurance ploy. Exactly. Make sure if anything happened.
It was a full weekend for me. I realized that since I've been down here and enjoy my life down here, I don't venture out as often as I should. Uh-huh. And we've got lots of opportunity to go to different places.
Oh,
we're a five-hour drive from Key West, which is, and it's a beautiful drive because you're driving through the Keys and you're driving through pretty areas with water. Well, sort of pretty. I mean, pretty if you count the water. Not pretty. If it's really, they're large chunks
that
look like you took Manassas. Broke it down into Lego pieces and set it up on a couple of islands.
South of the border.
Really.
Manassas plus swampland?
There are places that are...
I'll put it this way.
The Keys are
El Taco. The building that is El Taco in Manassas.
Yes, it means actually the Taco.
There are about 500 El Taco buildings in the Keys.
And most of them are souvenirs
nice.
Or water sport related. They look like they've been weathered.
Diving.
A lot of diving.
A lot of dive shops.
A lot of rentals.
A lot of boat play. Yeah. Beautiful boat dealerships. Not beautiful dealerships, but beautiful boats.
Yes,
that you can
but
see
the infrastructure, I think, is built to be destroyed. That's why.
Temporary?
That is a brilliant point.
That's why it's
That is perfectly put.
Yes.
That is perfectly put. It is. You're sitting there going, well, why would you? When a Cat 3
anytime.
Will come in and wash the land of you.
Is it?
Why would you do that?
Is it repetitive enough that you thought you might have been backtracking?
No, it just was. It was uglier coming out than going in. And by the way, when I say ugly, on a sunny day, when you're at certain points of it, you can't stop staring because it's so spectacularly gorgeous. The natural scenery. But Oscar is right. Most of the buildings look like they are put up because, well, we're going to lose it anyway. Just give me another piece of plywood. Thank you very much.
That's probably quite valid. You know, it's like they know that they're going to be done.
But it's sad because you're paying top dollar. You're like, oh, man, I hope my destination doesn't look like this. That's the scary part.
Right.
Because you know where you're going.
Key West, when you arrive, then suddenly you get the homes.
You get
the architecture. Yeah. You get, and it's just a very unique. I will have a complete.
You check the GPS a couple times on the way down to Key West, though. You're like, wait a second.
Yeah, what's going on?
Make sure we're right here.
This is the same road we've been on this whole time.
Or there's one particular place where we got up at the crack of dawn yesterday and grabbed a breakfast at the, I think it's called the 7 Mile Grill, the other end of the 7 Mile Bridge.
Okay.
And in a town that I like to always pronounce the same way.
Marathon.
Marathon. I've discussed Marathon before. Marathon is,
like my body. This is what'll get you, Rob.
Yeah.
You know Ocean City, right?
Boy, do I.
Yeah, you're an Ocean City guy. So for those of you in our area that know Ocean City and like, might have this trashy connotation, you're like, all right. There are towns going to Key West that what faces the highway, what's the customer facing, curb appeal, Ocean City looks like Beverly Hills.
Wow.
How bad it is.
Wow.
It's really, there are places where we were trying to grab breakfast, probably went by three different places. And I said, I am not going to have the hepatitis breakfast sandwich today.
Let me ask you something about Marathon. Yes. Is it the kind of town where they serve a lot of Mountain Dew?
It's you bet your ass. I think you could do a study, convenience store study.
Right.
You could do a convenience store study and you could check the cigarettes sold in an average town in Florida and you could do the cigarettes sold in Marathon. And by the way, Quick Chick fried chicken that I told you about years and years ago when I accidentally went over the 7 Mile Bridge and then I came back.
How long
and
they is had that
the convenience
bridge?
Store?
I've been to that same convenience store. It's one of the largest. I mean, you can't miss it.
It says Quick Chick. Convenient. It's right before the 7 Mile Bridge.
Okay.
And by the way, the fried chicken is absolutely spectacular. And we had it one night. We had it one night when there was nothing at the place we were staying at. And by the way, you still have these keys that are peppered with really cool resort places that are on the water. And
I'm talking about that one resort I went to with my family.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the time where I was like, oh God, please don't let the place we're staying look like the border of the road, because we've gone to the wrong place.
It is that. How did you put it? You said they're buildings that look like they're
meant
fine
to be destroyed.
Meant to be destroyed.
And that's the name of today's show.
They're built
show.
To be destroyed. Built to be destroyed.
But it's a tapestry of, and then of course you get down to the main place, which is Key West, which is more like a real town,
real and resort town. But old architecture, gorgeous colors.
Right.
Like it's
right.
Cool.
It's what you
My
expect
wife just
when
came
you...
into our empty house. Hey, how you doing, hon? Hey, how are you? Yeah. I'm going to tell you off air. I'm sorry, people. I'm sorry that I can't share this.
Oh, no.
I have to tell you the story. I have to tell you the story. You know, we had an open house this weekend.
Oh, great.
Yeah, we had an open house this weekend. And the gate guy down here came to me and said, do you have an open house this weekend? I said, yeah. There weren't any signs up. Anyway, that's just thought I'd.
Well, what they're doing,
very much top of mind right before I came in here.
Trying to
right before that was dropped in my lap.
They're trying to promote an air of exclusivity by keeping the open house a secret.
We'll go with that. We'll go with that.
Not a lot of walkthrough.
But the cool things about when you drive down there, I don't think we're doing it justice, Oscar, because you're absolutely right about the buildings, but. It's like no other place in the world.
And
it's really super cool.
What is, and look, we're overselling this, but I'm telling you, when you see the natural beauty of the, like, you don't think you're in the States, first off, like you forget that, especially if you get off a plane in Miami and you're driving down. But even if you're in Florida and you drive, the beauty, the color of the water, the green of
not
the,
like anywhere else in Florida.
Yeah, it's just gorgeous.
It's an escape for us. It's a vacation for us, and I live here. Right. So I mean, it's that cool to go down and experience that. But then when you require certain things, even all the way down into Key West, which is a big town, like say a charging cable for your Mac that you forgot.
Forget about it.
On a Saturday. No, forget it. They open on Monday. You know, everybody takes the weekend off in
Key West. Have their own schedule.
Yeah. And probably not that early on Monday. Probably like noonish.
You know. It was fascinating. It was really, really. So I took a selfie because I love cruise ships and I love looking at them. Don't want to go on them. I just.
Well, now, especially.
Oh, but you know what? This is not going to get away from my overall discussion of the trip. But my brother-in-law, who had taken his funny pills this weekend, his occupation down there where they're renting this place for 2 weeks is this. He now does. A deep dive on every cruise ship that comes by their place down there. So when he sees the cruise ship, he had every single incident, murders in one case, engine fire in another case, man overboard in another case.
Sad. That's great,
it
though.
Was including the very last day that we were there, and this big one, a celebrity cruise ship came in, and this had been the home of the very first female cruise ship captain, and she was a lovely woman. There were pictures and everything, so we got all the little insights on. But it was more fun to hear about which one ran aground where.
Sure,
these cruise ships, they cover a lot of ground during the year and lots of stuff.
Their lifetime
happens.
Has to be more than 20 years, I imagine.
Absolutely, right? Yeah, much more than 20.
And I would love the man overboard stories; those would fascinate me.
Oh, and you never, sometimes you don't know exactly.
It's
what
like,
happened.
Hey, I just got married and Nash fell over. What happened?
You know, I had a cousin faked his
death. Walked in and looked through the window at me regarding that situation I just told about. Yeah, she just looked at me right through the window and she goes,
sourpuss.
So am I, darling. So am I.
I had a cousin who faked his death by jumping overboard. Insurance scam.
He did?
Yeah, it was a very distant.
You had a cousin that pretended to die on a cruise ship?
Very distant. Other side of the family. Very distant cousin. Never even met side of the family.
It's blunt. You're a scammer.
You try to work the game.
But the timing was just sensational. It was the first day of my freshman year of college. It was front page news on the Richmond Times-Dispatch. I had to call my mom. I said, are we related to a guy named this? And she said, yeah. I said, yeah, you might want to check it out. Apparently, he faked his death for the insurance money. And we discussed it the last time we had a family reunion. Yeah. They said, yeah, he's always been a little off.
So he got, did he do it on a cruise ship?
It was a smallish cruise ship. Yeah, he jumped. And then I think there was a boat to meet him and took him on. And he pulled it off for a while.
Wow. It's that ferry from Ocean City to New Jersey.
No, it's not.
Do you remember any of the details of it?
You know
all,
what? Or? I tell you what. It's been a while since I thought of it, but the man overboard thing made me think of it. Let me research it tonight because I know I've brought up the article before.
I'd love to hear about that, yeah. Rob. Yeah. That is amazing.
Yeah. And
that
it is, was, I mean, front page news the first day of my freshman year.
That is a full-fledged scheme.
Well, oh, probably, yeah. Probably doable back then, and he still messed it up. Like, he messed it up because now the social media, you got to live your life, you got a digital footprint back then.
Now cameras, probably.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Back then, all there was a painting.
Yeah, some of the stuff I read a lot about cruise ships. Although one of the things about these cruise ships is they don't have the surveillance cameras that they need to have on these ships.
Why
to
is
find
that?
Out.
I would think they would be the first kind of thing that would have surveillance cameras everywhere.
That's why you never know if a guy, you know, that's why you'll hear some guy, first of all, it turns into some guy fell, then somebody jumped overboard, then you see blood on the canvas, and they put it all together where maybe there was a fight.
Right.
Just a lot
Don't
of weird stuff
goes on.
Don't
you think they could all afford a ring of security for each deck?
Yeah, and they'd get and a floodlight. It's included.
I did a breakdown on how much money they make per passenger.
Oh, wow.
And they could afford anything they want. They could afford. Now, it's penny, Oscar, just like our business, it's pennies to make dollars, but we're talking lots and lots and lots and lots of dollars. And, you know, you see these things come in and it's fascinating. But I also, I was thinking a lot about the coronavirus and being in that kind of an environment, you know, and you see the people say, well, we're going to be here for 14 days. Well, you're getting onto a Petri dish.
Yep.
You really are. You're getting onto fecal soup. You're getting onto a tiny little area where everybody is sandwiched into one place. And it's, as
How would
far
you like
viruses,
to get in a big pool of water with me? Come on, let's hang out.
I wouldn't. I don't think I will ever go in a resort style. Yeah, I will.
Of course you will.
If I'm doing. But it just, you know, when I'm thinking about how our family got sick the last time we went to one of those places.
Got all three of you, right?
Yeah. By the way, Pauly Christine has developed an immunity. So I believe he's just fine.
Oh.
He can go to those places again and again.
Is he patient zero?
You know what, Pauly? If you're listening and you listen every day, I'd love to know, during all your travels to these resort pools where people stay in there all day long drinking, I would be very curious if you have contracted any severe colds, flus, or viruses.
Yeah. Or rashes. When you've been down there. Rashes count.
Just a touch of rosacea.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling the answer is going to be,
where's Red Bumps?
Yes, I have. Yes, time for Sunday dinner.
Can you scratch this, Paisan? Oh!
Oh, my God, that's spreading. All right, let's start the damn
show. Just on my balls.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, God.
Listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Mr. Mora?
Yeah?
Officer Olson?
Yeah, righto. Well, so I'm tending bar down there at Eklund and Swedlin's last Tuesday, and this little guy's drinking, and he says, so where can a guy find some action? I'm going crazy out there at the lake. And I says, what kind of action? And he says, woman action. What do I look like? And I says, well, what do I look like? I don't arrange that kind of thing. And he says, but I'm going crazy out there at the lake. And I says, yeah, but this ain't that kind of place.
Uh-huh.
He says, oh, so I get it. So you think I'm some kind of jerk for asking, only you don't use the word jerk.
I understand.
Then he calls me a jerk, says, last guy thought he's a jerk is dead now. So I don't say nothing. He says, what do you think about that? And I says, well, that don't sound like too good a deal for him then.
You got that right.
Yeah. He says, yeah, that guy's dead, and I don't mean of old age. And then he says, geez, I'm going crazy out there at the lake.
White Bear Lake?
Yeah, well, at Eklund and Swedlin, that's closer to Moose Lake, so I made that assumption.
Oh, sure.
Anyway, he's drinking at the bar, so I don't think a whole great deal of it. But then Mrs. Mora, she heard about the homicides down here and thought I should call it in, so I called it in. End of story.
Well, what this guy look like, anyways?
Oh, he's a little guy, kind of funny looking.
Uh-huh. In what way?
Oh, just in a general kind of way.
Okay. Well, thanks a bunch, Mr. Mora. You're right. It's probably nothing. But thanks for calling her in.
Sure. Looks like she's going to turn cold tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
You got that right.
Got a front coming in.
Yeah, you got that right.
This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, yep. Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. Yep. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Hello, Wade. live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show, the Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends. And by the way, I should say Washington, D.C.
Oh, right, say it like Larry Michael.
I gave it a Larry Michael. Washington Redskins. Washington Redskins.
Or say it like a native. Washington.
Am I the only one that thinks if I spend a little extra time with Dan Snyder, I'm going to get the gig? Yep.
I haven't heard back from the Defenders yet.
Climax, Colorado, Hershey, Pennsylvania, Satan's Kingdom, Vermont. Ooh.
Yeah.
Satan. There's a town called Satan's Kingdom?
Colonel Colburn sent me that one.
Ooh.
Really?
Colonel knows.
He was driving
through.
Thank you,
Michael. Vancouver, Washington. By the way, my good buddy Colonel Colburn does it is the way you can do it as well. You don't have to be living there. You just have to be there.
Right.
And you can be there and not even listening to the show. If you see a fun town, that's even more fun.
Yeah, let us
visit
know.
Visit.
Anytime. Vancouver, Washington, Paw Paw, West Virginia, Due West, South Carolina. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Third Love. Third Love does bras differently. Their bras are designed to fit you, not the other way around. Their bra styles are designed with measurement data from millions of women and made to fit your life. They have over 80 bra sizes, but they know that the only size that matters is yours. Did you know that breast shape matters when finding a good fit? Third Love helps you identify your breast size and shape and find styles that fit your body. Plus, straps that won't slip and no-itch tagless labels and super thin memory foam cups that mold to your shape. Plus, the perfect fit promise. If after 60 days you don't love it, return it, and Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need. So far, Third Love has donated over $15 million in bras. Carla loves hers,
yes.
And you are going to love your Third Love bra. Third Love knows that there's a perfect bra for everyone, so right now they're offering our listeners 15% off their first order. Go to thirdlove.com/TMOS right now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/TMOS for 15% off today. And we thank you. Yes, road trip. It was a road trip, and I was
very, very excited.
Childless. We had the babysitter this weekend. It was fantastic to get away just for a little bit. And I miss my guy, though. It's 2 hours, and then I'm already missing him.
You know?
I mean, it's just the way his age and the way he is as a human being. I miss the little man. But I will tell you that it was exciting to be able to have a legitimate weekend. And I realize how rarely we do it. We just don't do it that often. And for us, that's a vacay. That's a real getaway. And so we march down to Key West. We start the drive probably about 11 o'clock on Friday morning and made our way down there.
You
and
say it's
was
like
an
5 hours?
It's about a five-hour drive.
Do you ever encounter traffic in that artery?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
If you don't go at the right time, it is a single line lane into that place and out. And if they do that, and by the way, it's another one of those places that we always see. This started with the Bay Bridge Walk. And I realize you're going to, the people are going to fat shame me when I make this statement. And but they did it to us in Las Vegas as well. And they do it everywhere. All right. What the f*** is the point of running on streets that are designed for transportation and cars? Okay. Can't you find an off ramp somewhere and run on a road there as opposed to shutting down a Bay Bridge? I remember the Bay Bridge Walk.
Yes.
When I lived down in Annapolis and I lived in Kent Island, Maryland on the Eastern Shore. And they have the main bridge that gets you down to the ocean and they would shut it down so all the people could walk on it. Ooh, isn't this great? And I realize they're probably making a lot of money for charity and that's fine. That's great. But I mean, you know what? You're disrupting the traffic
flow.
Yeah,
think of what you're doing to others.
Yeah, forget about cancer research. Look, you're holding me up 20 minutes.
I have
it's really
not
killing
forgotten
me.
About cancer research. I think there are other ways of doing it. Do it where it's not in the middle. And it's just people going, boop, boop, boop.
People aren't going to pay on a bridge. Where they can walk for free, Mike.
But it's
the lure of doing something you usually can't.
But here's, yes, you usually, and let me tell you why you can't do that. You can't do that because it's an extremely important artery to get people from A to B.
Exactly.
That's what it is, okay? And it's frustrating for me that you have people out there. Well, they did it one time to us when we were going out to Key West.
Yeah.
It was like the Key West walking marathon or whatever it was. And they got runners, you know, stinky,
rock-smelling
runners everywhere with their little... their little numbers on their back, you know.
Mike.
Right, you know, it's not like developing a skill like hitting a golf ball, you know. I can pick them up and put them down, you know, for about an eighth of a mile.
A true skill, Mike, like public speaking.
Yes, public speaking.
Yeah, how dare they?
We'll get to you doing that.
Speak on the bridge.
The MC. But it just, it frustrates me, so it's tough.
Right.
If you don't pick it right. We got up early. We left at probably a little after 7 a.m., on Sunday
and
made
home.
Our way back to get home.
Oh, yeah. And, that's a Sunday. Oh, it's Saturday. Sundays would be the hotbed for those marathons, clearly.
It's just, you know, and then when you're, and once again, we went the back way. So we went the old Alligator Alley to cut through the Everglades. And you had a lot of looky-loos there, too, you know, enjoying their, look at this. Let me pull over. Let me pull over without a directional signal going 65, and then I'll go 35. You know, I mean, it's just people being stupid. But other than that, it was a wonderful journey down.
Sounds
there.
Like it.
And going down to my sister's place and really like having a free hotel room, you know, going down and visiting the place she's renting. And so it was so much fun. It was so many laughs. It was just between the cruise ships, which I love, which my dad would have loved, just looking at the water
right.
and watching planes land and do all that. I just was it was brief. Really 24 hours, and but it was a fun 24 hours.
Were now, you able to disconnect at least?
Yeah. I mean, I was able to do something. Believe it or not, I don't do it like I used to, which is to go out and stay out late and listen to a little music and have a bunch of drinks, maybe a few too many, shocker,
what?
On Friday night. And and we went to the place that Zoolander recommended, that Latitude's place for lunch, which was, you know, you take a ferry boat out there. And it was blowing like hell down here. So it was very, very windy, but it
right.
was fun and it was great. Now,
how was the food? Was it what everyone says it was?
Key West, the thing that I'm not an aficionado, so I can't tell you.
Okay.
Oscar probably knows more about it, spent more time there than I have. But Key West has evolved into not just Sloppy Joe's.
Drinking
till you puke. It is a foodie right, yeah. paradise. It
Ooh.
Truly is. There are spectacular. And my brother-in-law and my sister are foodies. And you know, I wish I had a nickel for every nickel they have. Anyway, I'm sorry.
It did. You gave it to your ex-wife.
That's fine. Yes, it did. Thank you. Thanks for bringing that up. Michael, divorce.
Nickels.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, how was that? How were those first two marriages, Mike? All right, let's spin that wheel again. Okay, you have 80, and now you get 50. I'm sorry, the other person wins.
50%. Dealer wins.
So it was.
Would
it
you
was
like
great
to double down, Mr. O'Mara?
So, when you spend a lot of time in Key West, my bro-in-law Paul. Is a very smart guy, as we've discussed
yes.
on the show. He's also an extremely funny person. And he's got a memory like you wouldn't believe. So we call as we get close. And so I think we called them or they called us. But to make a long story short, your sister's not happy right now. What? She may have lost her phone at the restaurant last night. And you hear this in the background going, she is really not happy.
Well, that's a good brother-in-law. He's giving you like, hey, if you're on the track,
you can prepare.
He's giving you the caution flag.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Well, I'm a brother and I'm, look, my job as brother and in Irish families, you know, your job is not to say, oh, I'm so sorry,
no,
or have you thought about this?
No.
Your job is to say the cruelest thing that comes to mind.
Of course. Yeah.
So Kathy gets on the phone with me, and I say, Kathy, have you thought about getting in a program? And so it was, that was, and then she says, I believe what she said could not be repeated here.
Right.
Already used the F word.
Right.
Gives it back to Paul. And Paul's laughing because he heard that.
Right.
And he says, you know, yeah, she is not. This is Paul saying it to me. He says, she is not happy. But he's like, so to make a long story short, they found the phone that she had made into the bed. She'd actually made the phone into the bed. So when they did the Find a Phone app, right, they realized that it was at the place they were staying in. She found it. So for the rest of the weekend,
everywhere, we wouldn't get out of a car, a cab. We wouldn't walk. We wouldn't do anything. Where Paul would be like 5 blocks in Beckley.
Kathy, where's your phone?
Ah!
The whole weekend. So that, you know, that's making
her that's a great callback.
Right?
Good.
And then I don't know where they researched it, but this once again is him because he's funny. And we go out and they have it all laid out. We're going to go to this real nice place, have a bite to eat. Then we're going to go catch, we're going to go for drinks at this one place.
Right.
And Oscar, I believe the place that we went to for drinks was that place we went to at midnight. It's got all the dollar bills hanging up. That's where we had gone, right?
Yeah.
I think that's where we had sat at that corner off the main drag.
Mm-hmm.
And we went there and it was a mind blower that I mean, it's a pretty big place, but it's not so big that, you know, you wouldn't be able to go to the same place a couple of times and bump into it. But that's where we went. Then we went to dinner and then afterwards went to a little jazz place where there was this jam band, kind of I don't give a rat's ass band, but they were all good musicians.
Oh, cool.
And we had a fantastic time. So throughout the evening, I don't know how it came up, and I don't know. I don't want to accuse anybody for bringing this up, but Paul had read about this place, that there is a joint down there that, as everybody knows, the one thing about Key West is lots of partying. Beautiful Ernest Hemingway, lots of architecture, a cool place, southernmost tip of the United States, and a lifestyle that is considered rather open and free. Mm-hmm. And not, it's not an uptight place. If you want to go to the most, the least uptight place in the world, you go down there because they have all sorts of fun things that go on. Now, one of the things is, I believe, an open mind when it comes to sexuality.
Sure.
And so there is a place down there that has to do with that. That is not, it's not a strip joint. It's not a massage parlor. It's not anything like that. What this is a bar. And it's a bar with a very interesting lifestyle. And I will tell you all about this bar when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show, because it has 3 floors. And then it has another floor. When you get to the top, that's where the fun really happens.
Ah, and, I see. Levels, if you will.
Yeah, I'll tell you all about it when we come back. Yeah, it's
can't wait.
It's nippleistic. We will take a break and we will come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, it's Angie with a new Oh My Golf Show out now. This week, welcome to the greatest show on earth, also known as Life. Jen Folsom joins us with a formula to reigning in the three-ring circus known as work, life, and you. Also, this season's final appearance of Super Bowl champion Angie Reed. Subscribe to the Oh My Golf Show now on YouTube or Apple Podcasts.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Joybird. It's time your furniture matched your fearless style. Whether you're having date night at your place or hosting Galentine's Day.
Get it? Galentine's Day, right?
You mean for gals?
Yes.
That old term for women? Gals?
Yeah, Galentine's Day.
Your furniture should suit your needs, but also feel uniquely you. That's where Joybird comes in. Be sure to hit up Joybird's President's Day sale, where you can score some of those high, wonderful, beautiful pieces that you have. You're right, not high, not smoking.
No.
Where you can score some of those pieces you have your eye on.
Yes.
At a price you love. Now through February 17th. With amazing selections like this, the days of settling are over. Relax now, pay later. With great financing options, your rates could be as low as 0% APR for 18 months. Plus, free Joybird personal design consultants to help you go from inspiration to creation. Quality handcrafted furniture and a 365-day home trial. Skip the furniture store and bring the showroom home. Sit on it, sleep on it, and break it. And if you don't love your Joybird, return it. Create furniture that matches your own fearless style at joybird.com/TMOS. See how Joybird can help make your dream space a reality today at joybird.com/TMOS. Go to joybird.com/TMOS and receive an exclusive offer for 25% off your first order by using the code TMOS. And we thank you.
Love it. So, great selection.
So we had a great time, great music. It was fun watching the tourists come in on the tour boats. It was a good very good
watching.
Weekend. Great people watching. And really, you know, you can tell when you're in the outskirts of the Duval Street area, which is the main drag right. in Key West, having a nice quiet dinner. And then as you get closer and closer to the partying starts to take over, and a lot of crowded bars. It's a great scene. You know this, right?
A spring break territory yet, right?
No, not yet. No, not no, for that, it's that mostly the blue hairs primarily are the people. That
so
are,
this is
that
this
are
is Rob. Imagine, your best night at Jimmy's.
Okay,
right when you have all your friends around you,
uh-huh.
no one's judging you,
right?
Outside of the Moody's, and you have and you have this like free carefree. Like I could do anything on this little island, and I won't get arrested. Nothing bad's gonna happen. No one's gonna judge me. And
it seems to me like it might be the way I'm seeing it is like. When you're walking down the middle of New Orleans on Bourbon Street and the bars are they're there, but they're open. The doors are open. Yes. The shutters are open.
It's
just come and go and it's fun and it's easy.
Weather's fantastic, I imagine.
Yeah, it's got to be great. Got to be
well,
great.
Well, during one of the – either we were at a bar or we're at dinner. It might have been – I'm not sure. Paul brings up this. Well, then we can go, of course, to the Garden of Eden.
Oh.
And, you know, he gets that look on his face, and I know immediately it's something
that's funny.
Very, very special. And I had never heard of it. When you were in your travels in Key West, did you ever hear of the Garden of Eden?
No, we went to a sexually themed dinner, but not at the Garden of Eden. This is a little more like... It was about the chocolate and desserts were all sexually themed. This is different.
Oh, I went to the Dirty Dave and Buster's is what I went to. So it was a lot of games.
It's very interesting. It is what the Garden of Eden. Let me go to the website.
Okay.
Please.
Yeah.
I'm going to let that. It sounds like a fantastic place full of sin.
Yeah.
Well, the bar is called The Bull, and it's The Bull in Key West. So if you're looking at it from the street, the Bull and Whistle Bar, located on the corner of Duval and Caroline Streets in Key West, is the last of the old-time Duval Street open-air bars. The Bull's open 7 days a week, featuring a rotation of great live entertainment and an atmosphere that brings you back to the heart of old Key West. All right, so I'm looking at that, and that's it. Okay, then up here, they've got the Bull, and they've got the Whistle Bar on the other floor, and then... you have the Garden of Eden.
I didn't know that was there.
So it's like three levels.
Yes. The Garden of Eden is Duval Street's only clothing optional bar.
Oh.
Located on the rooftop of the Bull and Whistle Bar at Caroline Street. So, and there, I'm looking at a little ad here that says Garden of Eden and Get Naked, clothing optional bar. And so that began the evening of drinking, and here's the great part.
Yes,
which we never took advantage of. I'll say it right up front: we never did.
Okay,
we never participated. We never went in there. But if we had chosen to, we would have been able to go to this bar and go up to the third floor because it's clothing optional, which means you can go up there. And one of the reviews said it's a voyeur's paradise.
Ooh,
I see.
Where you can
damn.
Go up. But you know, yes, you can say ooh and exciting, but Oscar, you've done this too.
Yeah, more like 26.
In the land of nudity or nudists or people that enjoy clothing optional, it's been something disc jockeys have dabbled in for years and years and years, thinking that, oh, naked is fun. But it has been my personal experience, and I'm sure been the experience for many other people in the world, that the nudist lifestyle is not something that that would be necessarily charged with incredible bodies. Did I put that the right way? May I offer something? Because I've been through many of these. I need a little help here.
I've been through these journeys with you, and we did a lot of things and a lot of events and stuff. I've often found that people's enthusiasm for nudity is sort of in a direct ratio with physical beauty at times.
Yeah, okay. So the lifestyle, the individuals, starting years ago, back in the 80s, when we probably interviewed our first nudists, what Rob is trying to say is the people that embrace this lifestyle do not necessarily embrace this lifestyle because of the quality of how they look naked.
Oh, okay. Right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I get. Mm-hmm. And then look, there's no, it's not about body shaming or.
No, not at all.
No, I am not body shaming. I'm simply saying that if Johnny Pervolino out there wants to get off a plane, go to Key West and race over to this bar because he thinks he's going to see Bella Hadid walking around the bar with an arm in arm.
He's going to see Joe Hadid.
If you stand on it.
Yeah, we stand behind it.
Yes. It's not, but look, I could also be wrong because you never know. So the questions came up that, you know, do the bartenders and servers, do they go around naked? What's there? We didn't know.
I'm sure there's laws.
We were
tired.
I was going to be the catalyst, but I'm sorry. I can't go hard on Friday night.
So to speak.
Excuse the pun. And then get up in the morning and go to lunch again and just have this schedule where it's boom. And by the way, because my brother-in-law and sister, you know, it's the typical, oh, it's just a couple of blocks up the road. Well, it's 2 miles.
Yeah, of course.
It's 4 miles. And, you know, I enjoy a sedentary lifestyle.
Get me off
the golf course.
Yes. I haven't had alcohol, like really alcohol, or even had a fun night since Todd's left, for that matter.
Wow.
By the way, driving through the Keys, I thought about it, but then, Todd, I'm here to tell you, if you happen to hear me saying this, those posts are cumulative, pal. They're cumulative, all right? Your little mean posts.
I've
had him muted. What's he doing?
I don't see it. First of all, he's not doing it as much as he used to.
Okay.
But when he does join the party, and by the way, Ginger Heffling and I had a lovely exchange over the weekend.
Oh, that's good.
It was filled with two people who could not disagree
at
politically more, but
Eden?
Was filled. No, she was not there.
No.
But filled with love and very kind words exchanged with no getting into the weeds about it, which is the way it all ought to be in our world.
Before you shut the door on the Garden of Eden, I'm curious.
I'm not going to shut the door on the Garden.
Did you go to the bowl? Did you go to the first level
no,
bar?
No, we did not.
Because I'm curious.
We drove by it. We saw it a couple of times.
It's nothing crazy. Yeah. It's like it's a jam. It's a band bar.
But what about the second floor? That's got to be like the linkage. Is that just like you go up with your fly down, or what is that like?
Oh, no, there's no tier.
That's the whistle bar.
Yeah, the whistle bar.
There's no tier. There's no tier to get to nude.
Okay.
The whistle bar just above the bowl at Duval and Caroline is the perfect spot to observe Old Town Key West from above while sipping a tropical beverage.
I understand.
That's all it says.
Okay.
So there are three separate joints you have. You have the bowl. You have the whistle bar.
It's pure marketing. Mike, I would say that the idea that you entertained it means that you and your sister and brother-in-law and wife still have a great sense of humor and fun and adventure in you.
Yeah.
And I like that Paul already knew about it and told you about it.
Yeah.
Because that screams Paul still living his life, you know, and having
a great
time.
What it screamed
time.
Is
He's
that it
still
screamed.
Hysterically
yeah,
funny.
Yeah.
It screamed that
Paul knew he would have an amigo in the effort.
Like, maybe we'll go.
Maybe Mike is going to.
But also, no. You know what my take is? I don't think any of us were real
serious. My brother-in-law does the same to me. I'll go there, and I know he wants to go somewhere to get hammered.
Right.
And he'll look at me, and he'll be like, do you want to try the scotch I got? We can go. And I'm like,
all right, would you like to read a Brooklyn, New York review from a random patron. So one Yelper gives it a rave, and then I agree with the previous Yelper. They should make it mandatory for everyone to be nude, or at least halfway. Upon deciding to visit the bar, I was more than willing to take it all off. But upon arriving, had a change of heart, since 98% of the people were clothed, and the rest were staring about, not necessarily in a creepy way, but still staring nonetheless. The concept is excellent. Open rooftop with plants.
Yes?
With plants
this guy's
all around.
Really into it.
Sure. Who doesn't love plants?
Obstructing views from people down below on the streets. Minimalist lighting, proper bar placement, smoking allowed.
Oh, where do you hold your lighter?
And some benches. The bartender treated me nicely and made my friend and I some bomb-ass drinks.
Ice.
Security is hands down the best I've seen. They were on it. And by whichever individual. Okay, read a Yelp review. That's what you
I feel like that's a plan.
I can't write.
That's the kind of Yelp review, Mike. That when they go to a nude bar, they focus on the plants.
Somehow he's like dealing with security. Two reasons why I can't give Garden of Eden 5 stars is because the DJ that night, St. Patty's Day.
Hey, great night
sucked.
To go.
Oh. And the top at the sound was off. They need more and better speakers. The bathroom on the second floor is tiny. And okay, all right. I'm glad to get
you're
it.
Thanks
so much
speakers?
For sharing. Yeah,
and plants.
Right. Oh, that treble's way off.
Hey, can we get another, a little high end here?
Donna writes, great view, rooftop bar. Sometimes you catch a nudie, but to our disappointment, everyone had clothes on. Okay, that's a third floor roof clothing.
I'm surprised
optional.
They don't bring in a few ringers just to, you know, prop up business.
Yeah, but that's overhead.
I gotta be.
Then a lady got a 5-star. Aaron writes, best bar ever.
Oh, Aaron.
The building is 3 stories and each floor has a different bar. The top, Garden of Eden, is clothing optional and they do body painting. Everyone was so nice. Had the best nice and the bartender had the best nice. Why can't people write reviews? Do they get too excited? Is that why they're
Mike,
taking a keyboard in hand?
I had the best nice.
I had the best night. So all in all, the reviews are, it sounds like a lot more people go up there with clothes on to look at the nudies.
Mm.
You know, so that was it. And we
and
never
remember
made it.
The courtesy, Mike. If you are nude, please bring your own towel.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Nobody likes sweat marks on a bench.
Exactly. It's never, look, it's never what you think it's going to be.
Or a pleather
seat.
No,
it never
it's
is.
It's never what you think it's going to be. And
those two butt cheeks?
I just would have loved to get up to the top floor just to, you know, review it and tell you what it smelled like.
Key West is built for you. It's built for us. If you want to get away and forget about your troubles, as long as you didn't get pulled into the vortex, that is, let's spend a month down here and then give up on society and our bank.
Oh, you see a lot of that down there. You see a lot of very interesting
beautiful
people.
Place to live. Beautiful place to live.
Absolutely. It was just fine. And by the way, the lady that reviewed it and mentioned the body painting included a picture of the body painting in like a leopard thing.
Oh, that must be nice.
All right, we'll take a break.
Is that a hairball?
Oh, that's lovely. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Hi, this is Gary Busey. I love Valentine's Day. It's a great holiday. You know, I love love, too. But Valentine's Day is the day we support love. Love is the starship of the galaxy, and we're all passengers on the love train. Really, I want to remind you that I get my Valentine's Day supplies at the TMOS Shopping Center for Valentine's Day. That's Macy's, Target, and Walmart. And how about a Valentine's Day Buseyism? All right? Cupid, pull your arrow back and make sure the stars are lined up near Pluto, love planet, according to Busey. Remember, Macy's, Target, and Walmart, TMOS Shopping Center, and write down my Buseyisms, like this good one that my grandfather taught me. Love is a giant apple, and all you have to do is tickle the stem, and you're on your way.
Thank you, Gary.
Gary Busey.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. Postage rates have gone up again. Thankfully, Stamps.com eases the pain with big discounts off post office retail rates. With Stamps.com, you save 5 cents off every first-class stamp and up to 40% off shipping rates. That kind of savings really adds up, especially for small businesses. Plus, Stamps.com is completely online, which saves you time. No more inconvenient trips to the post office. Stamps.com brings all the services of the U.S. Postal Service right to your computer. Simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it. Then, hand it to your mail carrier or drop it in a mailbox. It's that simple. No wonder over 700,000 small businesses already use Stamps.com, just like us.
Just like you.
Right now, our listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com, promo code TMOS. Stamps.com, never go to the post office again. So that was it. It was a wonderful, wonderful weekend. The only thing I would mention to you is that on the way in, we talked about those restaurants where they had a giant billboard.
Yes.
And it was one of these restaurants that's right on top of a dock where I guess the fishing boats go out.
Correct.
And I forgot, it might have been the Landlubber or, you know, Salty Pete's or whatever.
Named place.
They all have the clever names on that stuff. And the one of the joints was just like, you know, the Landlubber, home of the world famous tuna tacos.
And
I said, is there anything about that combination of food that no, tuna nachos, not tuna tacos.
Oh my God.
Tuna nachos does not make sense in my eyes.
No.
Thank you. I wanted to know whether I was alone.
You're going to get a soggy chip with that.
Gross.
Yeah.
It was nasty. It was not.
You didn't want to veer in to try it?
No, I would try it if I was there because I'm curious, but you know, to put it on a billboard is not something that I would really be enthralled with.
I've never even heard of such a thing, and so I guess by
tuna tacos, you've had that, right?
Of course, yeah.
But are we the snobs that you said you can't? Depends on the chip. It's got to be more of not your traditional nachos chip. It's got to be like a white tortilla chip.
Tortilla, Mike.
Tortilla. Come on, Napoleon, get a quesadilla.
Yeah.
But having never seen it, maybe they said, you know what? Let's be the only people that make it, and then by default, we're the best at it.
I think if it was a crispy chip, it would gross me out. If you had like a big piece of tuna on top, I think of beef and chicken and that seasoning and not fish.
Certain things, slab of red in the middle tuna.
Red in the middle, like seared tuna.
Yeah, seared tuna.
On a tortilla chip makes you want to yak.
See, I see you guys are...
With a pica de gallo?
I'm thinking of the tuna out of the tuna can type of tuna.
Oh, like a bumblebee.
Yeah.
That's even grosser, though. That's even grosser. Like if you had tuna salad on a nacho... I don't know which is worse. The lady that painted her body up at the Garden of Eden or having a tuna nacho. Well, you know what? They might be actually related.
Very similar. Very similar. They call it, Mike, chicken of the sea.
They're healthy nachos.
By the way, when you go to Key West, be aware of the fact Carla was nice enough to let me use the ladies' room because there was some guy that was setting up a camp in the men's room at this bar we were at. And she said, just be aware when you walk in there, there's a bit of a bouquet. And it was not from the butt or anything like that. It was from another area.
Well, do you know the famous quote from Paul Lynde? You know, the famous middle square on Hollywood Squares. One time, legend has it, he walked into the dressing room of the Gold Diggers at the Dean Martin show. And he says, this place smells like blank, I think.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's nasty.
It really is.
Well, you know.
It's all a legend.
There is within the bar business, on a crazy busy night where there are a mixture of men and women, that it is a well-known fact that the ladies' room will be much... let's bring Madeline Masiello, who's been out...
Oh, I don't think this is the type of young lady that does that, or even knows about that one.
No, but I mean,
she can always offer an
Madeline,
opinion.
In your travels, you and your man have gone to watering holes
around
the
sorry,
area.
I'm sorry, she has stepped out of the room for a moment, fortunately.
Yeah, she's handling our coffee maker with the staff.
Let me know when she pops back in, because I'd like... Look, I don't want to be sexist.
I think
I don't want to be sexist, but it was known at O'Mara's, okay, that at the end of a crazy Friday night where we were capacity from 10 till closing, that the maintenance of the ladies' room was a far greater task than the maintenance of the men's room.
Suffice
that
it to
say, the ladies' rooms were a disaster.
P.I.G.s.
You do not want your shoelace untied in there.
And by the way, you talk to people in the bar business, they're probably going to agree with you.
Yeah.
Jimmy would probably agree with
I'm sure
you
he would.
That the ladies' rooms, on a crazy night, are usually a lot more difficult.
I think most girls would say that. It's the same deal. Well, they're like,
I don't think I'm speaking
out of
school.
You don't even know what goes on there.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Maddie's back.
Maddie's back.
Madeline. John Mack.
Mack,
I knew there was an AC in there. I'm doing a Dr. Seuss book.
Jack.
Maddie, ladies' rooms can get pretty nasty in a public restaurant, right?
Like a bar.
Oh, yeah,
bar.
Totally.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so that's it. I just wanted to confirm that.
Yeah, cool.
I wanted affirmation.
Back to the coffee machine.
Thank you. Mr. Coffee.
Senor Coffee.
Senor Coffee.
It was nasty. But I mentioned the tuna nachos. I mentioned the restaurants. I don't know how I got off on that. But also, right before we came down to Key West, the keto bread arrived that we had ordered.
It must be wonderful.
It's a bread substitute, because one of the things you can't eat on a keto diet is a lot of white flour and breads and pancakes and stuff like that. And I wrote this down because Carla said, "Well, you don't like it?" And I said, take a urinal cake and mix it with Desodyn and put it in a blender and then bake it. rancid.
A urinal cake you start
absolutely
with?
Wow, you have to make sure it's anything. A keto-friendly urinal cake.
I love it.
Yeah,
it, you know, it just won't toast. it just can't toast. You know,
I can't seem to get right.
Does a spread like maybe cover the? All I know is,
after this show, between the woman with the body paint at the Garden of Eden, the tuna nachos, and the keto bread, I'm going to have to go to the emergency room after the show's over. It's just, the world is grossing me out right now. It's nasty. Nasty, Dom. It's terrible.
Dead. And I bet the keto bread is expensive.
Yeah, it can't be cheap.
It was $30 for three loaves.
$10
a loaf.
What?
Yeah, you want some? It's in our freezer.
No, it's in the freezer. Leave it in the freezer.
By the way, I look down at that. I'm saying, well, I'm not going to eat any of you. And then I look right next to it, and there is the perfectly wrapped fruitcake from you-know-who. And I'm like, oh, I'll be eating you soon. Sooner than later, maybe.
But to be fair, the fruitcake, it won't toast either.
You know what? Don't eat it. I just need it. Oh, God, I want one right now. I could eat a whole one right now. Stop it.
No. You're killing yourself.
Oh, God, food. Anyway, we'll take a break. When we come back, news you may not need, including a look at the Oscars right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa.
Hello, ladies. Oh. Are you looking for some hot shopping action?
Ooh.
You can get it at the TMOS Shopping Center, powered by Macy's, Target, and Walmart. They have everything.
Stop the promo. Is that a motto?
Yeah, it is.
What's he doing? He sounds wrong.
I think he's using the same thing he does to make a girl's voice to make him to be like Barry White.
Okay.
Yeah, but he sounds like a serial killer.
I don't know. I think it's kind of nice.
Jigsaw. I'm hearing Jigsaw is what I'm hearing.
Well, what he said, all I know is the intent. I can't.
Well, let's hear the whole thing.
The intent was, start from the beginning. It's for the ladies, he said. I will start it from the beginning.
Hello, ladies. Are you looking for some hot shopping action?
You can
get it.
This is like when, a 10-year-old calls somebody with a voice changer.
Yeah.
And is trying to get a date.
Hello, Mrs. Cleaver.
Well, let me ask though, you screen these,
yeah.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
You are the director of quality control.
I am.
For these particular promos. Do you ever say no?
I have.
Okay.
Yeah, I have, actually.
So you heard this and you said, oh my God, right to air.
No, I said, you know what? This is a little treat for the ladies. As he intended.
Let's start it again. Here we go.
All right, from the front, please.
No, I shouldn't have done that.
Hello, ladies.
Ladies.
Are you looking for some hot shopping action?
Ooh.
You can get it at the TMOS Shopping Center, powered by Macy's, Target, and Walmart. They have everything you need for total gratification.
Oh, gross.
Click that banner at MikeOMarishow.com.
See, you're a guy. You don't get it.
Jesus,
oh, no. I'm really sorry. I haven't done that before.
Maddie, did you get that?
I don't want to be a lady anymore.
All right. Very good. That's it. Okay. All right. That's when the supervisor and the creator should have had a little more together. All right. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Rob, do better. 2020. I'm loving this year already. It's only going to get better. Well,
true.
After that promo.
Right.
I've never been happier. I mean it. 2020 feels so good in my pants. The Oscars were sensational. I'm so glad that performer won. And the XFL is here. Football's back, baby. And it moves at the speed of fun. Plus, the Summer Olympics hit Tokyo for the first time since 1964. Get ready for the heart-pounding excitement of ski jumping. I hope there's a lot of snow. 2020 also marks the 20th year that Zappos continues to offer over 1,000 trusted brand names. They got all the good stuff. They got fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Thank you, Zappos. You make us look good all year long. Remember, only 165 days until the Olympics begin, so skiers, you might as well jump. Go ahead, jump. Am I right, ladies? All right, thank you. I got to hit my
thing.
I wasn't paying attention.
No, it's fine.
Play it right there. There it is.
News.
Thank you.
Boo.
All right, how many, did anybody watch the Oscars last night?
I had them on the whole time I was in and out.
I watched them in their entirety.
I did too.
For a long time.
Yeah. Kind of
Oh, you like Eminem's performance?
That was okay. I liked the opening number.
Well, it was edited because of the profanity that's in it, so it kind of jumbled it up when you saw it. And it was lip-sunk, so I mean, it was just kind of weird.
I love how, to this day, they probably said, hey, you're going to do the clean version, right?
Yeah.
Marshall.
And he said, yeah, I'll do
yeah,
it.
I'll do,
and
I'll
he,
do
and
it.
He yeah, does
Mar-
it.
Marshall.
It was fine. Parasite had a huge night at the Oscars, becoming the first foreign language movie to win Best Picture. It also won Best International Feature and Best Original Screenplay, and Bong Joon-ho picked up Best Director. Meanwhile, 1917 won 3 awards. Joker and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood won 2 Oscars apiece. Janelle Monáe, who seems to be the it girl. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I really did a deep dive on her resume, and yeah, she's done some stuff, but
right.
She's every there. Do you get the impression, and correct me if I'm wrong, that there are people that exist at these award shows who are just there because they know how to do award shows. They know how to do the, I don't know. I get the, you know, where is the body of work to kind of, as far as film work, I looked at Janelle Monáe, not old enough really to do a real, have a filmography.
No, but I will give
but
her
she's
credit.
She's a rapper and she's a musician. So
she carried
on
that
Atlantic
opening,
Records.
She carried know. That opening number. I mean, it was a pretty good opening number.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean.
I want to, can I tell you something?
What do you
when
want?
When I see the Oscars, I want to see a megastar.
You want Judy Garland up there, Mike? She's dead.
No, I want to see somebody who is a major, like a blow away, incredible
like
star.
When they
comedy
make Chrissy
or
Metz
anything
sing?
Else.
The Oscars, Janelle it's Monáe like, is considered an A-lister in Hollywood at this moment.
Yeah, I think
she
so.
She is.
All right. well, she kicked off the hostless show. It's like, why are you, you know why you're going hostless? Because there's nobody to do it anymore. You don't have the star power to do it.
I'll have
you
it
don't.
I'll have it in the audio vault. They essentially did have the host. They had Steve Martin and Chris Rock come out.
Who sucked.
They were fine, but I mean, that's what this host thing
used to be.
Well, I
mean, they were
be.
Fine. That's exactly what it wasn't. It just.
Right. Yeah. It was not
yeah,
a
I mean,
good.
The whole thing.
The awards themselves, I liked seeing who won the awards, but the show overall, not great.
I love the stage setup.
The like, stage setup was
gorgeous.
Fun.
Yeah, I was like,
but they
well,
built the theater for that show, gorgeous. So they can do that.
Yeah, I mean, Steve Martin and Chris Rock, their timing was not good. Some of the lines were okay. But anyway, Brad Pitt was the first and one of the few winners to bring politics into his speech when he won Best Supporting Actor. The Once Upon a Time in Hollywood actor said, they only told me I have 45 seconds up here, which is 45 seconds more than the Senate gave John Bolton this week.
Yeah.
I'm thinking maybe Quentin does a movie about it. And in the end, the adults do the right thing. That
also,
was kind of yeah. funny. If you know Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
He didn't mention he mentioned his kids, but not his ex-wife.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Not Angelina Jolie. Laura Dern, my favorite part of the night, won the Best Supporting Actress for Marriage Story, which reduced her legendary mom, Diane Ladd, to tears. Great actress in her own right.
Yes.
Joaquin Phoenix won Best Actor for Joker and used some of his time to stick up for the cows we artificially inseminate, then steal their babies from and
right.
use the milk that was supposed to be for those babies in our coffee and cereal. Renee Zellweger, who is just...
Shiny.
Sorry.
She looked very shiny.
Is a prerequisite to like be the best actor and actress, you have to be insane. She did some rambling of her own when she won Best Actress for Judy, but her thoughts seemed a lot less organized.
That's, you know, that is a very civil way of putting it, Mike. I applaud you.
Billie Eilish did the less than inspiring death reel, which, right? I mean, the whole thing was just
it was,
off.
And that's the one thing that I wait for each and every year. And Steven Spielberg looked like he didn't care to introduce it. Then
right.
she, how do you make Yesterday not a great song? One of the greatest compositions
I like
all
Billie
time.
Eilish.
So
I like
simple.
Billie Eilish
and
a lot.
I do too,
but
it's like.
That was not good.
I saw something on social media. Someone says, does she ever open her mouth when she sings? Because it looked like she was trying to fool us, like throw her voice. I
didn't know. When they are calling the comedic highlight of the night, James Corden and Rebel Wilson coming out in Cats outfits, you know you got a problem.
I haven't seen
I'm sorry,
Cats.
That's it.
I did rewind it and show Shannon. I said, see, they knew it was horrible too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and they were playing with the mic.
But
when they play with the microphone.
It. You had to have seen how horrible it was and how horrible the costumes were. Like,
right.
That's the only people that would get, that would actually get that.
Well, yeah.
I just say, can James Corden ever do wrong?
Exactly. Pamela Anderson.
Yay!
This is sad.
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 Pamela Anderson didn't just get dumped less than 2 weeks ago after her wedding. She got dumped by text. It was on day 11 that John Peters sent Pam a text telling her, quote, This whole marriage thing has scared me. It made me realize that at 74, I need a simple, quiet life and not an international love affair. The world knows we did it, and I think now we need to go our own separate ways. I hope that you can forgive me. He also told her he loves her. He wants to be in her life forever, and he still wants her to star in a movie he's producing. Apparently, it was no skin off Pam's back because she sent him a throwing a kiss emoji and said, I forgive you. Pam and John weren't officially married. They never did the paperwork. All right, Hollywood, go get a life, both of you. Seriously, come on.
Can't imagine Pam Anderson overlooking the paperwork.
Financially, yeah. You got off scot-free.
Exactly.
Don't sign it. Two classic Hollywood stars died this weekend. Robert Conrad passed away Saturday at the age of 84. He used to love the Wild Wild West. Was
great
one of
show.
My favorites. He had heart failure. Conrad was the star of the 60s show Wild Wild West, which went on to become a terrible movie starring Will Smith. In the 70s, he played a World War II pilot in the series Baba Black Sheep. He was Poppy Boyington about the Black Sheep Squadron. In 2003, Conrad was driving drunk when he slammed into another vehicle. He and the other driver suffered serious injuries, and the other guy died 2 years later from perforated ulcers, which his family blamed on the crash. Conrad had 8 kids from 2 marriages, both of which ended in divorce, and he also did a battery commercial. I dare you.
I'm glad you brought that up, Mike, because that's how I remember Robert Conrad.
I dare you to knock this off. I dare you to compare anybody's batteries, anybody's,
tough guy,
with alkaline power cells. I'm trying to beat them for long life. You know what? You can't. When you want long-lasting energy, you can't buy a longer-lasting, all-purpose power system than gold, red, and black alkaline power cells from EverReady. Come on. I dare you.
Great ad.
Great tough guy. Denny's just announced they're performing, are you ready for this? Free weddings. In Las Vegas.
Oh,
for
Rob
Valentine's
Ford.
Day.
Rob Ford.
Rofo.
Calling Rofo.
If you didn't know, one Denny's in downtown Vegas has its own wedding chapel. Normally, the weddings there cost $200, but on Valentine's Day, couples can get married there for free without registering in advance or anything.
Wow, no reservations?
That'll be some quality people.
Yeah.
You just got to show up between noon and 6 p.m. How many people will be there at noon?
A lot of them, and they'll get moons over Miami, and then they'll get married.
Yeah, noon and 6 p.m., not typical hours that people in Vegas make bad decisions, but the wedding includes complimentary wedding pancake puppies.
What the hell is that?
A champagne toast, but any other foods and drinks will cost you the regular price. The regular price on the menu. Sounds great. Let's go to Vegas. We're eloping.
Pancake puppies, do they actually have dog in it?
I don't know. Puppies, you know, I've referred to puppies like great puppies in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
I also referred to them at the Garden of Eden in Key West.
No dogs allowed.
And now a little something something.
Yeah.
31-year-old Steven Engberg was walking around Scottsdale, Arizona last Sunday night after doing a little drinking. Hmm. He came across a cop car parked in the road with its lights on, but no cops inside. So he decided to help out by hopping in the driver's seat and parking the car for them. He moved it to a nearby lot, got out and started to walk away, but the cops saw him do it and caught up with him. It turned out they were responding to a call at a nearby business. He told them he was just trying to help since they were blocking a lane of traffic. But obviously, you can't just hop in a cop car like that. It also didn't help that his blood alcohol level was twice the legal limit.
Oh, no.
He's facing charges for driving under the influence and unlawful means of transportation. Now, this is sad because the patrol car was placed perfectly between the lines in the parking lot. I did it.
Like this is perfect.
This is great. I got to get a plane down to the Garden of Eden. We'll take a break and come back with the audio vault. And tomorrow we'll have to get your whole
Jimmy's
story.
Yes, of course.
About you at Jimmy's King of the Wings ceremony. But we'll have the audio vault next right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
My fellow Americans, we are one people. And no matter where you are, we can all agree on the Mike O'Meara Show. Whether you are in Bangor, Massachusetts, or the island of California, from the majestic Alps of Australia to the beautiful castles of Germantown, coast to coast, from Portland, Maryland to Portland, Arizona, whether you are swimming in Lake Rushmore or climbing Mount Huron, sunning yourself on the Great Salt Flats of London, or gazing out over the Sahara Ocean. We all have TMOS to bring us together. We're one world. I just don't know how to find it on a map. God bless me. Oh, in America. And don't forget to conduct when they're playing the national anthem.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by our bonus packages. Hey, gang, do you get frustrated when you want top-shelf Mexican food, but it's not on your diet? Those carbs will get you every time, which is why you need Jimmy Cerrito's Keto Burrito.
Wow.
A wonderful keto-friendly mix of meat and things that will make you cry out, neato. I love Jimmy Cerrito's Keto Burrito. Help your libido fit in your tuxedo. Drink a little Tito. Shoot first at Greedo. Forget Fritos and Tostitos and Doritos. Say goodbye to Lido. Because you're eating Jimmy Cerrito's
Keto Burrito. Right.
It turns a quesarito into a never, never say Cerrito. And now that you're down to your ideal weight, why not treat yourself to a subscription to our TMOS bonus show? For all the right reasons. Yeah. It's your passport to the passport. Jimmy Cerrito's Keto Burrito, also available with cheese curds and buffalo sauce. Located at 697 Spring Street in Herndon, Virginia, 20170. All hail the five-time king of the wings and burritos and the TMOS show. It'll be okay. Now let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Monday, Feb 10, 2020, Monday. Rob Spiewer.
All I'm saying is that that's a more clever name than Jim chose. He should be selling burrito. It. He should be selling the keto burrito. Okay, amen. We talked a lot of Oscars. I had one favorite line, and that is when director Bong Joon-ho came up. This is when he was accepting for foreign films.
His first. No, it's
has anybody
film
seen
anymore?
Parasite?
It's actually not foreign film anymore.
International.
They made a big deal. Yeah.
And so he won both.
We haven't seen it, Mike.
I have not seen it. Okay. But he had an interpreter for most of the night.
Yes.
But he did say one thing in English.
Thank you. And I'm ready to drink tonight. So.
I caught that. Okay, it was so great. Morning.
Thank you.
So great.
Now, I would say that next to the Super Bowl, and it's even close, the Academy Awards each and every year is one of the biggest broadcasts on television. Mm-hmm. It is still appointment television.
International.
It is still international. It is still something that people watch live.
Right.
Why don't they know how to end it? They just don't know how to end it. They never have. Last night, there was two great awkward moments in which there were two great. You know, Mike, that gets me a lot. I'm sorry about that. There were two great awkward moments. I want to drink tonight.
Yes.
There were two great awkward moments when they first cut off one of the ladies for Parasite that was going to speak, and the microphone went down. The audience yelled, so they came her back up. Yeah. And then.
But who was she? Was she the Grand Dame, a producer, or was she
I think she was a money lady for the movie, I think.
Oh, okay. All right.
But then the band starts playing, and we're left with Jane Fonda to just scream over the band. Yes. You have this glorious evening that's supposed to celebrate the greatest showmanship in the world, and this is how it ends.
Thank you.
Another lady is supposed to speak.
That damn microphone goes away. Up. Yelling up.
It sounds like the Chiefs victory parade.
Well, they're not going to be nominated for an Emmy.
And here's Jane's end.
Thank you. And that
wraps up the
92nd Academy Awards. Congratulations to all the nominees and the winners. Good night, and thank you for watching.
Jane Fonda was like,
it's so awkward, it screwed my timing up.
I didn't know what was going on with that. Jane Fonda was like a woman trying to run a high school bake sale. We're done now.
Jane Fonda.
She looks great.
She really does.
Boy, does she ever. She really does. She works her ass off at it. Literally.
It's got to.
I mean, that's terrific. I always like watching Jane Fonda.
I
like watching her age so beautifully. And she's admitted to having plastic surgery, but I mean, she also is incredibly fit. And
you gotta have good bones, Mike.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My favorite acceptance speech at the Oscars, Mike, was not at the Oscars. It was at the Independent Spirit Awards, and believe it or not, it was Adam Sandler. I love this speech. He got, I believe, Best Male Lead the night before. And the American Spirit Awards is a little more free-flowing than the Oscars, and this was his acceptance speech.
You know, a few weeks back when I was quote-unquote snubbed by the Academy, it reminded me when I briefly attended high school and was overlooked for the coveted yearbook superlative category Best Looking. That accolade was given to a jean jacket wearing featherhead douchebag by the name of Skipper Jenkins. But my classmates did honor me with the allegedly less prestigious designation of Best Personality. And tonight, as I look around this room, I realize the Independent Spirit Awards are the Best Personality Awards of Hollywood. Let all those featherhead douchebags get their Oscars tomorrow night. Their handsome good looks will fade in time. While our independent personalities will shine on forever.
Something funny about that pleases funny. Me. It just pleases yes. me that was 20 years ago Billy Madison, yeah. and now he's really got the stones to say F you to Hollywood. I love it.
That's hysterical. I haven't seen that movie, too. He's supposed to be great it's in
supposed
it,
supposed to be
right?
great.
Where he's the diamond cutter or something like that, right?
Isn't that what Uncut Gems.
Uncut Gems.
Yeah.
Uncut Gems. I want to see that. I really do.
I got the pleasure of taking Linus to the veterinarian yesterday, or Saturday I got to take him. And it's mm-hmm. always fun to see how he reacts with other dogs, because he, being a little dog, he's very alpha, and so he wants to go up and talk to all of them. There was a Snow White husky that immediately they locked eyes, and the husky went, and I looked at the owner, and I said, talker, huh? So when I saw this video trending, it was like I'd just seen it. This is a complaining husky. Huskies are very vocal dogs. He doesn't have any water in his water dish, so he's standing with his front paws in his water dish, yelling at his owner.
Get out of your water dish. I see that it's empty. I will refill it. Get out of your water dish. You've made your point. All right. Tell everybody how neglected you are. So neglected, I know. Now I have to wash it because your dirty feet were in it. You have a water dish upstairs that you can also use. I know. Somebody call the dog warden. Let him know. Zeus went about 5 minutes without fresh water.
And so Zeus got his water. And I'm born too late, Mike, because it looks like the state of California is getting rid of physical fitness testing in gym classes. Did you know this?
No, I didn't know that. That's a shame. You would have been.
I would have been. So, I mean, I wouldn't have had to try to climb that rope. No flexed arm hang. None of these things. Pull ups, gone. Anyway.
California is considering stopping physical fitness tests in schools over concerns they lead to bullying and body shaming. So good job getting gym canceled, you fat loser.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
That is awesome. Where is my thing? There we go. Thank you. That's it. We got to get out of here. Happy Monday, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new show. Rob Spiewak live at Jimmy's.
Yes.
Oh, looking like he might have been sitting in front of a firing squad. But anyway, that's okay. We'll have that for you tomorrow. More fun and more thrills right here on the Mike. And the update on the Podcast Village refrigerator.
Oh, yes.
Ooh. And screws put us.
Don't forget, Mike, it's Valentine's Day week.
Oh, that's how exciting
is
that?
Love is in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, iguana mia. Anyway, we got to get out of here. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Michael Bear saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MichaelMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Michael Mara, Radio Entertainment.
It took me like 3 hours to finish the shading on your upper lip.
I'm a phony! Just like you!